It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell with the Commissioner, the IHSAA Bobby Cox, for our weekly conversation about high school sports in our state. Commissioner, last week, great weekend. It's always one of those fun weekends. You have the championships in cross country in Terre Haute. You had the soccer championships in Indianapolis. And let me tell you what, these are fun days. Hundreds of competitors in those particular events. And they're both unique in how they approach it and how the culture of their sports makes it so much fun for everyone.
It is. It's a great weekend, Bob. And we had tremendous races at Laverne Gibson Cross Country Course in Terre Haute, and I want to thank Terre Haute North High School as our institutional host, and then also the Visitors and Convention Bureau in Terre Haute, David Patterson and his group. They just do a tremendous job of hosting these events, and our cross country championships are one of the greatest in the country. Tremendous competition, and congrats to Carroll High School in Fort Wayne, winning the girls' championship, and Carmel's boys won. And again, thanks to those folks. And then we were downtown at the same time at IUPUI at Carroll Stadium and contesting soccer. We had two games on Friday night, and then we had four games on Saturday. And our congratulations go out to Fort Wayne Canterbury, Bishop Knoll and Hammond, Evansville Modern Day, Indianapolis Cathedral, Chesterton, and Carmel, who were the state champions in soccer. And great crowds in both sports. I say that all of our sports are unique, and I say that cross country is the most colorful.
Mm-hmm.
When all those people are running across that field and
right.
cheering for their runners, and then soccer with the chants, and it's just a lot of excitement and really good competitions. A lot of overtime games in our soccer championship, which just shows the parity and the competitiveness that we have in the sport of soccer right now across the state.
Bobby Cox joining us, the commissioner of the IHSAA. And Commissioner, this weekend we have volleyball championships at Worthen Arena in Muncie on the campus of Ball State University, and 48 sites for sectional championships in football. It's always one of those fun weekends when you get the volleyball championships and the sectionals in football going on.
Yes, it is. And Ball State has been a tremendous host for us in volleyball, and once again we're going back there to Worthen and got a couple first-timers this year, North Judson mm-hmm. and Pioneer, of our eight schools that have arrived at the finals. Two of them have never been there. So we're always excited for those first-timers to get there, and we'll start at 11 o'clock with the 1A championship. And then, as you mentioned, 48 sectional championships in football. Again, we've talked about this before, but I think it's the toughest tournament to win,
right.
And now we're in the third week to win a sectional. And that just gives you the opportunity to keep on going forward to the regional the following week. And it is busy time. What I like about this weekend coming up is that during the state volleyball championship, once we know who the sectional football champs are, we start determining the potential semi-state hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We already know the potential regional hosts. We've already figured that out. But now we'll figure out the semi-state hosts on that week. And Assistant Commissioner Robert Falkins and I, we put our notes together. And while the volleyball's going on, we're checking mm-hmm. to make sure we got the semi-states right. And, you know, and before we know it, we'll be talking about a state football championship.
It's amazing, too, that this thing has gone so quickly. The problem is that not sure the weather forecast is particularly good for the weekend, but it's football weather. If you're a football player, you like to be out there, and grass or turf, you want to play.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reality is this year it kind of goes in cycles.
Right.
We had a kind of a tough year last year, and right now we're in that rotation where, you know, I'm looking out my window, and there's not a cloud in the sky. If we could play today, it'd be great.
Right.
The reality is it's probably going to rain Friday. But we know we encourage our fans to come out and support these young people that are playing, and the kids love it. They're not going to worry about it. They're just going to go out there and play football, and we'll determine 48 champions this weekend, and we'll get ready to play regional football the following week.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. A fun weekend coming up. Commissioner, thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them, your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
It's the Hatchet pregame show on WAMW, kicking off the girls' basketball season tonight with Coach Gretchen Miles. Coach, here we are. The start of the basketball season.
Best time of year, definitely. We always feel like first official day of practice and the game days, it doesn't get any better, just like Christmas morning. So kids are extremely excited to get going, you know, starting the season and getting these games rolling. And I'm starting off with a very good basketball team as North Knox. Really is going to set the tone for us in the bar to figure out where we need to go next.
Bro and I are going to get to know some new names this year, I understand.
I think, yes, coaching staff will also, kind of all of us are. And we do. We have probably 10 kids that are really battling for positions and being extremely competitive, which we just really haven't had in the past. Which is what we need constantly, because you're always on somebody's heels wanting their time, or if you're ahead of the game, being able to set the bar to make sure you stay on top. So just that competitive drive day in and day out of every practice, every drill, is going to make us better as a team. And then, of course, in situations, game time, we just haven't usually been in the past very deep. So hopefully our depth will come in, get kids working hard, playing hard, be aggressive, you know, get subs in to bring in the energy, to give kids a little bit more of a break to get back in to finish off the games.
There are a few names that we will recognize, too, though.
Yes. Of course, coming back for it, well, the three varsity kids that we have that played last year was Maddie Dant, Lindsay Moody, and Allie Barber. So the other ones we have were JV kids last year. Coming into the mix. And then also we have a couple freshmen with Elena Thorne and Kinsia Levisier is going to get some quality minutes also.
I'm glad you said that name. There's an Adrenanoska in there too, right?
Yeah, there's two of them. I felt sorry for the North Knox announcer because they both started the JV game, so he had to butcher it twice.
Well, Coach, again, I can't believe it's time, but, you know, no finer place than start than here at North Knox. We always got to watch for that Mirror girl. She's always solid.
Yeah, she's one that you feel like has been here forever. And, you know, we had to double-check the roster to make sure there's no Hamelmans on the roster, too. But Mackenzie Mirror, I mean, she's a true athlete. She's strong. She has a high basketball IQ. And I believe today she officially committed to the University of Evansville for track. Pole vault, maybe sprinting, but I know definitely pole vaulting. I mean, she's just a complete athlete, can shoot the ball well, gets to the rim well. We're definitely have to keep an eye on her at all times and not bail her out when she goes in hard to the basket. And they have a very nice freshman point guard, a Gracie Poe, who handles the ball very well, does not play like a freshman, shoots the ball from the perimeter very well, too. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to keep our eye on them and rebound the first miss. And they've got a couple good-sized kids inside with 6 feet and 5'10" that we're going to have to make sure that they don't get offensive putbacks, get them off the blocks quickly. I rebound that first miss, and of course, we got to score. I mean, we graduated probably about 90% of our scoring, so it's hard to win games if you don't score. So we definitely got to get out and transition, be confident with that basketball, and just shoot it like you've never missed.
Who will you start tonight?
Lindsay Moody, Maddie Dant, Allie Barber, Hadley Faith, and Kinsia Levisier.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll see you in the postgame.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Ask me, John Gear, about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Reitenauer trailers, and much more. Visit them online at boydtracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting season of Lady Hatchet Basketball on your home for the Hatchets. Memories 107.9 and worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake. Once again, alongside me is Steve Brothers, and tonight we kick off the 2018-2019 girls basketball season on the road from North Knox High School. Steve Brothers, it's hard to believe it's basketball time. The round ball's on the hardwood. Here we go.
Well, the leaves are turning. Back in the old days, you would say the leaves were burning, and that smell meant it's time for basketball. But, of course, you can't burn them anymore in town. So the leaves are falling, so it's time to play basketball.
Tonight, the Lady Hatchets open against North Knox. What a way to kick off your season, too. You want to talk about testing your team right off the bat. How about a road trip to North Knox for game number one?
Yes, and they already have one game under their belt, a victory. And so they'll probably have an advantage, at least in the first quarter, when, you know, the Lady Hatchets will probably have to get their jitters out of the way in the first quarter. And we say this every year on game one, Dwayne, and that is we have to be ready for a lot of turnovers, because that's probably going to happen. Hopefully not too many for the Lady Hatchets, but typically, game one is turnover city, so we'll see what happens.
Well, we saw a lot of traveling calls in that opening game, and that is typical in the JV contest, because these girls are just transitioning from volleyball, soccer, or whatever fall sport they may be participating in. A lot of changes for this team. Of course, Coach mentioned a few of them. Three big returners to the lineup, but a lot of new faces. And what Coach really likes coming in, bro, she's got 10 girls that are jockeying, fighting, battling for starting time on this varsity team, which is something she hasn't had in years past. This is a deep Hatchet team. You look at the eighth grade team from last year. They went on to capture their tournament championship at the eighth grade level against some very solid competition. So it's a nice young class moving up the ranks.
Well, and you know, each year the complexion of a squad changes, and there are some years where you definitely have four or five or six girls that are definitely better than everybody else. And that's a good thing, but that makes practices kind of stale a little bit, especially about halfway through the season when everybody pretty much knows their spot, and it's pretty well, pretty easy to tell. But on a team like this, as she said, if you have 9 or 10 girls that are fairly equal, that makes for some competitive practices, and look for maybe some lineup changes throughout the season.
One thing that's going to be the big question mark is the scoring. We lost a lot of deep scoring last year from those that graduating senior class, so we need someone to step up big.
Well, you have, we had the Twin Towers. We had Hannah Shreve, who was Washington Times Herald Player of the Year in the area for 2 years in a row. And then we also had Elizabeth Stallman, and then our other Twin Tower, who was probably runner-up and Player of the Year, and I would guess that she would be runner-up. We lost some talent there and some scoring, as you said, but every year's a new year.
We'll see
Sarah Lewis, that's who I was thinking of. Sarah Lewis, couldn't think of her name. The horsewoman. She's, at the University of Georgia.
Equestrian school, yes.
All right.
Well, we'll take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about North Knox, as this is their second game of the season. We'll highlight that team, we'll get your starting lineups, and we'll get ready for tip-off. Washington and North Knox, it's the opening game of the girls' basketball season. We'll be back from Bicknell after this two-minute timeout on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Don't miss the big Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. A 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Altitude with 20-inch blackout trim and wheels, only $36,989. Or choose the Jeep Renegade Sport 4-wheel drive for just $21,850. What a great value. These deals and many more on the lot now during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. No games, no gimmicks, simply the best deals at Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Lady Hatchet basketball tonight from North Knox High School, presented by the Donaldson Insurance Agency. With Donaldson's, your number one. By the prescription shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. And by your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Dwayne Chaik and Steve Brothers, glad to have you along for a Friday night of girls high school hoops. The North Knox Lady Warriors, a team that is very familiar to Washington. The fact that this is always a challenge. Coach Steve Muir does a fine job with the program, and one of the highlights for this North Knox Warrior team would be the coach's daughter, Mackenzie Muir. She's got to be one you watch out for heading into tonight's varsity matchup.
Yes, I believe she represented Southern Indiana as one of the junior all-stars last summer, so definitely can play. I think she got 22 points in the opener. So she's definitely one we want to look out for, a very fine player.
And Coach mentioned in the pregame interview that she signed on to the University of Evansville for a track and field scholarship. I can't remember what, something in the field, but I can't remember what it was, but Coach mentioned it.
Who knew? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so just a solid athlete all the way around.
Right.
North Knox has some other contributing players as well. This is a good ball club to kick off the season. As we mentioned, they opened with a win over North Davies, 38-26. So they're 1-0 coming in against the Lady Hatchets. In our JV game, Washington did get the win 33-24, so the varsity hopes to follow suit and grab this varsity win. On the Hatchet side of things, we've got a new player that has moved in by the name of Kinsia Lavasseur, and we are really anxious to see. She gets the starting nod from Coach Gretchen Miles, so Coach showing some confidence in her right off the bat.
Well, I mean, she hasn't recently moved. She was on the junior high squads. But, Dwayne, you are well-renowned as one of the top, if not the top, play-by-play man in Southern Indiana.
Not really.
I want to hear you say, Melita Adronanoska passes to Kinsia Lavasseur. In one, without stuttering.
We got some names this year. We sure do.
You're going to earn your money this
it's
time.
It's Melita and Alita Adronanoska. They are sisters, Melita and Alita. And then you have Kinsia Lavasseur on this Lady Hatchet team. So
good luck with that.
But
I'll just sit back and watch.
Getting well-versed to know a lot of names. Learned several in the soccer season. Two of these Lady Hatchets basketball players also had a fine run in girls soccer. And that's our two returning seniors, Lindsay Moody and Maddie Dant. They're coming fresh off a soccer sectional championship, one that nobody had them pick
to win.
Yeah,
that was a big upset when they beat Jasper, that's for sure.
That was a huge victory for Lady Hatchet Soccer. So they're riding fresh off the coattails of that nice sectional championship. And I tell you, they're going to be the two leaders this year for the Lady Hatchets, no doubt about it. The play of Lindsay Moody will be, well, it'll be crucial. She'll set the pace for what kind of game the Hatchets will have in that night.
Yeah, and being a guard, she definitely is a very important cog in that offense. So it's good to have a senior out there being the floor general.
What a great crowd still filing in here at North Knox tonight. It's a short road trip for Hatchet fans. And below us, we've got a lot of the Hatchet Black and Gold faithful on hand. Across the way, North Knox fans in full support, too, as this is their first home game of the season. So a good Friday night matchup in girls' high school hoops.
And it is a nice crowd. And Dwayne, Coach Miles has some new members of her coaching staff, as we lost the legendary Bill O'Brien, who retired after decades of coaching at WC and Washington High School. And Zach O'Brien, I think, is no longer our statistician. So we have Dave Harmon, who I believe yesterday celebrated his 50th birthday.
I heard that on the radio, yes.
50 for Dave Harmon. He is now the assistant varsity coach. And it looks like we have Audra Stallman down there helping out also. So a new, a couple of new looks there on the Hatchet bench. And that's a big loss that Coach O'Brien retired. But he said, you kind of know when you've had enough. It's, you know, and he's been at it for many, many, many years, probably 30 years total, maybe more. And I'm sure that Coach Miles is going to miss his input.
But we know he'll be listening and backing this team throughout the season, and we'll see him in the stands, I'm sure, for several games.
Oh, yes.
If Coach needs a scout, we know he can always step up and do that.
Yeah, he's not here tonight because he's scouting tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah, right.
So welcome Coach Dave Harmon to the coaching staff, as well as Audra Stallman. Good to see her returning to her alma mater. Lady Hatchets have this one at North Knox tonight. Their home opener will be Tuesday, as they will take on the South Knox Lady Spartans. So it's North Knox and South Knox in games one and two of the 2018-2019 girls basketball season. We need another two-minute timeout. When we come back, our starting lineups as we get ready for tip-off of this varsity showdown, the Washington Lady Hatchets and North Knox Lady Warriors. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
It starts with a promise to support and defend, no matter the cost, our nation, our freedoms, and our way of life. At Build Option Ford, we would like to send out a special thank you to all our military, veterans, and first responders. Now through November the 12th, we are offering you an additional $750 in savings on top of the rebates from Ford. To those who put service above self, we owe you a debt that can never be repaid. So from all of us at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, thank you.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Well, while we get this girls' basketball season underway tonight, not quite finished with volleyball yet, Steve Brothers. Be remiss if we didn't send along good luck wishes to our friends from Montgomery the Barrie Lady Vikings as they vie for a Class 1A state championship in girls volleyball tomorrow morning, bright and early at 11 a.m. What a run for Coach DeCourcy and her Lady Vikings this year.
Yes, I heard they were pretty good.
My goodness. They just cruised through that semi-state with a straight set victory. Yeah. So let's hope they can do it again tomorrow. Taking on the Pioneer Panthers, which is, did a little research, just a little north of Indianapolis on your map. And
I believe their record's 30-9.
30-9 against 33-5 for Barrie.
Right.
This is the first trip to the state finals for Pioneer. Barrie, of course, been there before a time or two. And they're looking for another state championship. So tomorrow morning, the coverage gets underway about 10:35. And the first match will get underway at 11 o'clock with the Barrie Lady Vikings and Pioneer Panthers. And you can tune in for all the action on our sister station tomorrow, 95.9, the new 101.3 at AM 1580. All three signals have the coverage, as well as worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. So I tell you, really, the fall sports season had a lot of good runners, good competition.
Yes, they did.
Boys soccer team for Washington, heartbreaking loss in that semi-state. Yep. That wind was ferocious. I'm not making excuses, you know, but my goodness, that wind was ferocious.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I listened to the end of that, and it sounded like it was definitely a factor in that last goal.
Just that close.
Yeah.
But what a great run for the Hatchet Boys soccer team this year. We mentioned the girls soccer team, sectional champions. And as they return to the floor now, looks like the Lady Hatchet basketball team supporting new uniforms this year.
Yep. And, Dwayne, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this freshman class of Washington, which has been highly touted by the coaching staff, I might add. You mentioned Kinsia Levasseur. We have Elena Thorne, who I think is probably going to get plenty of action tonight. And unfortunately, Jesse Ledgerwood, a freshman who was really highly touted by her coaching staff over the summer. Unfortunately, I think it must have been an ACL knee injury.
Oh.
And she's not going to be able to play this season, from what I hear. But she got high praises from the coaching staff, so we'll look forward to watching her play for 3 years. But I think that was a big loss because I think they were planning on giving her plenty of varsity time also. So when you're talking about two or three freshmen getting varsity minutes, that says a lot for your program for the next 3 or 4 years.
There's another player you don't hear, and that's Jenna Gray. She did stay on to be a manager of the ball club, but, bro, we were talking a little bit about some health issues with Jenna, unfortunately, keeping her off the varsity roster, too, I understand.
Yes, Jenna and Jesse Ledgerwood are acting like they're acting student managers here, passing out the water bottles, but I'm sure both of them would have loved to have been out there on the floor.
Absolutely. Our starting lineups tonight from North Knox, presented by Boyd Grain. Boyd Grain, a continued supporter of Washington Hatchet Athletics. Our pregame coverage tonight presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington, and by Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, proud supporters of the Washington Hatchets. For the Hatchets, they'll start at one guard, number 10, Maddie Dant. The other guard is number 24, senior Lindsay Moody. At forward, number 33, Kinsia Levasseur. At the other forward spot, number 42, Ali Barber. And working the middle for the Hatchets, number 43, Hadley Faith. For the North Knox Warriors at guard, it's Gracie Poe, freshman. At guard, it's 5'5 senior Mackenzie Muir. Forward, Katie Kicksmiller. Forward, Ruth Ann Knuckles. And in the middle, Gracie Yoakum. We'll be back to tip it off after this on WAMW.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington. Locally owned and operated. Fueling your everyday life. Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's Two Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Can you hear me? Welcome back to North Knox. Starting lineups being introduced. The Hatchets are in the black trimmed in gold. North Knox in the white trimmed in black. We'll run down those starting lineups one more time for you. Maddie Dant, Lindsay Moody, your guards. Concia Lavasseur and Allie Barber forwards. Hadley Faith at center. Washington at the first game of the season. 0-0 heading in under head coach Gretchen Miles. For the North Knox Warriors, a freshman Gracie Poe gets the start. Senior Mackenzie Muir at guard. Katie Kixmiller, senior at forward. Ruth Ann Knuckles, senior at forward. And in the middle, junior Gracie Yoakum. You got 5'10", 5'8", and 6'1". A little bit of height with this North Knox club.
Well, that will be interesting to see how we deal with that. But again, their strength is in their guard, their 5'5", senior Mackenzie Muir. I'm sure she'll be a big part of their offense.
Coach also mentioned Gracie Poe, the freshman, when talking about this North Knox team. So,
they'll
be another one to watch for.
Yeah. Strong guard play then. And Muir, I believe, is a four-year starter, so plenty of experience there. So, first games are always interesting, Duane. You never know what to expect.
You really don't. You'll expect a kind of a slow game. Again, it's just a matter of the players getting ready, just like the broadcast team. We might be a little shaky tonight, too. But you're coming fresh off volleyball or soccer, whatever fall sport they may be into, still making that transition. So,
well, three of Washington's starters have what you would call quality experience. Obviously, Lindsay Moody, Maddie Dant, and Allie Barber are all veteran players. So Hadley Faith just got in sporadically a little bit at the end of some games last year, but she was one of the main cogs in that JV squad last year. And then, of course, the freshman, Lavasseur. This is her first official varsity action.
Well, both teams have been introduced. We're ready to tip it off and get the girls' varsity season underway. Again, Washington at North Knox tonight. The JV game earlier belonged to the Hatchets. 33-24. Let's see if the varsity could follow suit. Jumping center, Maddie Dant goes against Yoakum, and Yoakum wins that battle. Here we go. Warriors possess the ball first. They're left to right on your radio dial. Mackenzie Muir at the center circle.
Washington,
calling out the play.
Yeah, Washington in a man-to-man defense as expected.
Muir one-on-one with Dant.
Dant is fairly long with a nice wing spread, so that'll be interesting to see what Muir does with that.
And the shot by North Knox off the mark. Saved in bounds and then knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hatchett. So the ball will stay with North Knox. You know, Washington notorious for their defense and you can always expect a good defensive effort from a Coach Gretchen Miles team.
Yes, and she does have Dant on Muir, so trying to take advantage of that wingspan.
Knuckles kicks it to Poe. Now Poe calls the shot. She pulls it out to the center circle. Warriors very patient here. We're scoreless so far, a minute into this game.
And look at Dant on defense. She's face guarding Muir, doesn't even look at the rest of the other four girls, so that's their game plan.
Driving in the paint, shot too strong, rebound loose, and another chance for North Knox. This is their third attempt.
Well, we got to do some screening out here.
Once again, Poe slows it up. Poe against Moody. Hands off to Kixmiller. Kixmiller feeds it to Muir. Muir over to Knuckles. Knuckles shot, no good, and over the back is the call against North Knox. So the Hatchets will finally get their first look on the offensive end.
That was a good job of blocking out by Faith.
Gracie Yoakum called for the personal, a 6'1 junior, her first team's first. Out of bounds for the Hatchets. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter, still scoreless.
Warriors also playing man defense.
Moody to Lavasseur. Lavasseur, nice little spin move. Kicks it back out to Moody. Over now to Allie Barber. Barber taking it to the hoop, draws the foul.
Nice strong move to the basket.
And Allie Barber's going to work her way to the free throw line to shoot two.
And, Dwayne, neither one of us have seen Lavasseur ever play, so it'll be interesting to see what our reaction is to her play tonight.
Thompson Insurance, one of your sponsors tonight. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. And Allie Barber gets the honor of being the first Lady Hatchet to score in the 2018 and 19 season.
She got a lane violation there.
On the first free throw, she missed the second. But a lane violation against the Hatchets, against the Warriors, gives the Hatchets another chance.
I believe Muir got into the lane a little bit too quickly on that one.
So Barber will take it gladly because she missed her free throw attempt.
And now it's another. Now she went over the line. So you don't see that very often.
Wow.
Two lane violations in one.
It's the first game of the season, guys.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
1-0 our score as the Warriors walk it up the floor. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter of play.
Would that be reciprocating lane violation?
Yes, it would.
Okay, the Warriors still trying to figure out the Hatchets' man-to-man defense here.
Kixmiller hands it off to Poe.
Look at that defense by Dant.
It's going to be a foul on Dant.
Good call.
Holding foul. Maddie tried to front her and got a little too much body on that one.
But she's really all over, that's for sure.
Maddie,
you can see what the game plan is here, Dwayne.
Maddie Dance first, teams first. It's inbounded to Poe. Poe takes it all the way to the hoop, and she gets it. The freshman, Gracie Poe, good for the first bucket. For the Warriors, it's 2-1 in favor of North Knox. Well, Coach Muir has to have confidence in the freshman, giving her the starting nod. You see why there, bro.
Yep.
Nice drive to the bucket. Not a freshman-like move at all. There's a shot up and in by Hadley Faith. And Faith has the answer for her first bucket, 3-2 Hatchets.
And she gets her first field goal of the season there.
I think that's what Hadley's in there for. She's got a sweet touch on the ball.
Yeah, she's got a nice soft touch. There's Muir for three.
Muir, top of the key, off the mark on the rebound. It's out of bounds and giving it back to the Warriors.
We got to quit giving them these second and third chances.
So Muir will inbound it, baseline for North Knox, underneath their bucket. Muir looks for the open player, kicks it out to Knuckles. Knuckles, high arching shot, didn't draw a rim. And it's knocked out of bounds again. Last touch by the Hatchets.
Well, we're going to have to do something about this, Dwayne. They're getting too many looks here.
Resets, yeah. Out of bounds, baseline again for North Knox. The lob pass goes into Knuckles, now to Kixmiller.
And once again, you see Dan over there not even watching the rest of the game, just face guarding Muir. Doesn't have any idea what's going on. All she cares about is stopping Muir.
A foul called as Yoakum takes one dribble and gets a reach in against Hadley. That's Hadley Faith. First foul on Faith. Out of bounds for North Knox again. They lob it in quickly to Knuckles. Her shot no good. Rebound, Washington knocked loose. Back into the hands of North Knox. There's a Hatchet turnover. And here comes the Warriors. We've just not had a chance to see the Hatchets on offense yet.
Nope, not much.
North Knox has the possession time in their control in this opening quarter. Ball handed off to Muir.
Oh, there's another foul, yeah.
Now Matty Dant's going to have two, and that's going to be tough news there for the Hatchets.
We're going to have to adjust our defense now. Either Matty's going to have to take a seat, and here comes substitution.
Elena Thorne checking in, another freshman.
Okay, two freshmen on the floor now, and Matty Dant gets a nice round of applause.
She was working hard. She really was. Just got that second foul too soon. Quick lob pass in. Quick shot from North Knox off the mark. Rebound to Moody and the Hatchets. 3-2 our score. Washington leads by a point. Thorne has it. Kicks it out to Moody. Back to Thorne. Now over to Lavasseur. Lavasseur, beautiful move to the basket. And she's fouled. She's going to take two shots.
Dwayne.
We got the player, don't we?
She's dribbled three times tonight, and I'm already impressed.
We got
that's
a player,
some,
ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
That's some quickness. That's some quickness out there.
Well, again, not to sound like a broken record, and I'll say the same that I said about Coach Muir starting his freshman. Coach Miles, to start a freshman, she's got confidence in you.
Well.
And with good reason, watching this girl play.
And looking for her first varsity point.
No good. Another chance coming as we see a sub in for the Warriors now. Number one, Abby McKinley into the lineup, replacing Yoakum. Yoakum sits down with two fouls for the Warriors. Lavasseur has another free throw. Her second attempt is around the rim and no good. Missed them both. Rebound to North Knox. Quickly, they push it up the floor. McKinley has it. Kicks it out to Kixmiller. Now to Muir. So now Moody makes the shift, and she'll guard Muir. Mackenzie Muir pushes off. Shot no good, way too strong. Rebound tied up, jump ball.
One ref called a foul there.
Oh, it is a foul.
That would be on Muir.
No. Kixmiller called for that one, and that's her second personal foul.
Okay. North Knox is 1-for-8 from the field.
Katie Kixmiller playing with two fouls now. So two North Knox players in foul trouble early here. Lavasseur has it. Back to Thorne. Now, what did she do, bro?
I think she dragged her pivot foot, I think, or back foot, just by a centimeter.
Man, that was a beautiful give and go.
Yeah.
Lavasseur was taking that to the bucket. Let him finish that.
The referee farthest from the play made the call.
3-2. Washington holding on by 1 point.
Long three.
It's up and no good by North Knox. Rebound, chase down.
You got to call something. Both girls had the ball, and they both traveled. But the call is out of bounds, Washington's ball.
Hatchets have it. And Coach Muir wants a timeout. We've got 3:13 to go in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard here at North Knox. It's Washington 3, the North Knox Warriors 2. Back in 30 seconds on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
I'll say this, Hatchet fans, you're going to want to come out and see this team play some ball this year. I like what I see early on, bro. Of course, it is just game number one. Long season ahead, but this team is primed and ready to go.
Looks like they have a lot of potential, that's for sure. Now, here's an interesting stat with 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Washington has one field goal attempt.
And they made it.
Shooting
100%.
Yeah.
Say it like that, right?
Okay, 100% from the field. Well, unfortunately, 25% from the free throw line. So, we've got a couple free throws, a couple turnovers, and that's what you expect in the first quarter of game one.
3:13 to play, first quarter. Hatchets have the ball as play resumes. Washington leading 3-2 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
North Knox is now playing zone defense, it looks like.
Hadley Faith hands it to Thorne. Thorne skip pass over to Moody. Moody sets for three. Nope, too strong. The rebound off the head of Elena Thorne. She was in good position, just couldn't pull it down. And the ball goes back to North Knox.
This wouldn't be what you would call a shooter's clinic so far tonight, as both teams' defenses are certainly doing the job. Washington maintaining their man-to-man defense as North Knox tries to force it inside, kicked out of bounds. It'll be the Warriors' ball.
Tonight's game coverage brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center. Black Friday sales vid going on now. Big savings all across the board. See the sales team at the Washington Chrysler Center and save big in downtown Washington. Out of bounds for the Warriors. Baseline, far side. 2:40 to play, first quarter. 3-2. Hatchet's holding on to the one-point lead. North Knox with the ball. Gracie Poe controls.
Long three by Muir, no good. But another offensive rebound.
And a traveling call against Poe gives it back to the Hatchets. Yeah, Muir kind of a, I think she's frustrated with the pressure
right
on defense she's been receiving. She's not had a good chance, a good look at the basket yet.
Well, that three was open, but it was pretty far out, so that was a tough shot.
Approaching the two-minute mark of the first quarter, 3-2 in favor of the Hatchets. Thorne hands off to Hadley Faith, now to Lindsay Moody. Moody to Barber. Barber sets for three off the backboard and give her the friendly roll. Count it.
She called that bank.
Three-point bucket, first of the game for the Hatchets, a 6-2 lead for Washington. Now Muir drives to the hoop, and a foul is called as Coach Miles argues that was traveling.
Well, Muir does a really good job. She's very quick, so she gets around most defenders, but she also does a very good job of using her body to initiate the body contact and put herself at the free throw line. She does a great job at that, and the referees most of the time are going to call the foul on the defender, even though perhaps she initiated the contact.
Brittany Riggle into the lineup now for the Warriors. As the first free throw is good by Muir, it's a 6-3 ball game. Hatchets lead by three. Muir connects on the second. Her first points of the game makes it 6-4.
Full court pressure. Let's see how these young Hatchets do against the press.
Thorne kicks it to Barber. Barber to Faith, and she'll get it and one.
That's a good way to handle the press.
Excellent job on the press breaker by the Hatchets as Hadley Faith puts the kiss on it. And the Hatchets still 100% from the field, bro, right?
Actually, no.
Oh, I missed one there.
Moody missed a three.
That's right. Okay, 3-for-4, 75%.
Yeah, right. That's good math skills, Dwayne. Excellent. Free throw, however, is no good.
And on the rebound, a foul call against North Knox.
Levasseur came in and got a nice strong offensive rebound. And it's out of bounds under the Hatchet's own basket.
Barber, baseline, will inbound it, looking for the open player. And unfortunately, it's knocked loose and battled for on the floor. Jump ball. And the arrow will keep it with Washington. So the Hatchets get a break there. Hatchet's got to get an open player here. Nice defense there by North Knox. It's quickly into Levasseur. High shot off the backboard, no good, but Levasseur gets the ball back, feeds it to Barber. Barber up and under, and two more for Allie Barber. She leads the scoring for the Hatchets with six. And it's 10-4, good buddy. Hatchets by six.
Minute 25 to go. Let's see what the Warriors elect to do here offensively.
Poe with the ball. Holds it, now hands off to McKinley. McKinley over to Riggle. And Riggle traveled with it.
Not all that many turnovers so far in the quarter, only two apiece.
And quickly back in is Gracie Yoakum, the senior for North Knox. She steps back into the game with two fouls.
Full court pressure again by the Warriors.
It's into Moody. Moody breaks it, brings it up the floor quickly. Now she'll set the offense. Over to Barber. Barber, shot for three. Nope. Rebound to Hadley Faith, and Hadley traveled. Took an extra step in there. It goes back to North Knox. Turnovers mounting for both teams. Fouls mounting for both teams. Six for the Warriors. Four fouls against the Hatchets in this opening quarter.
A lot of whistles.
And we've still got three more quarters to go, folks. Under a minute to play, 10-4 in favor of Washington.
Oh, a long three.
Mirror steps for the long three and missed it. And the rebound controlled by Elena Thorne and the Hatchets. Thorne, left-hand dribble across the timeline, brings it up, now kicks it over to Barber. Barber is fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. I like Allie Barber's aggressiveness to the basket.
Now, Washington is 1 out of 6 from the free throw line in the quarter, so it'd be nice to hit a couple of these and extend that lead.
Got to get those free throws. That's right.
Got to hand it to our defense in this quarter. Only 4 points for the Warriors.
The free throw from Barber, no good.
Wow, 1 for 7. Coach Miles is beside herself there on the bench.
They're going to be shooting some tomorrow, I'll bet
you. You can't win many games if you're going to be 1 for 7.
Got to hit those. One more free throw coming for Barber. Her second attempt is...
Oh, there's another lane violation. Allie's stepping over the line a little bit.
That's the second time she's been called for stepping over the line.
She's pretty frustrated out there, so hopefully she's probably going to get some more attempts, and she's really upset with herself.
That's the third lane violation called in this game in the first quarter on a free throw.
And Coach Miles is giving her a break, which is probably a pretty good move because she's pretty frustrated right now.
Quincy Healy checking in for the first time now for the Hatchets with 30 seconds left in the opening quarter. 10-4 if you're just joining us. Washington leads by 6 here at North Knox. Mackenzie Muir.
We have Moody now guarding Muir since Dandit has got 2 fouls and is out of the game.
McKinley to Yoakum. Now it goes to Poe, and Poe traveled with it, or double dribbled. That's another North Knox turnover. Nice defense by Washington.
Okay, we got 14 seconds to go in the quarter here. Let's see if we can do something with it.
And quickly, Jordan Riggle checks into the lineup now. We got twins, Jordan and Brittany Riggle, on this North Knox team. And they're identical twins. 8 seconds. Thorne.
Pick and roll here.
To Lavasseur. Lavasseur. Nice feed to Healy, and she's blocked as time expires. That'll do it for the first quarter. 8 minutes in on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one. It's the Washington Hatchets 10, North Knox 4. Second quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Edley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Well, Steve Brothers, we got the first quarter under our belts for the 2018 and 19 basketball season. Washington 10, North Knox 4.
Well, that's a pretty good first quarter of the season in my book. Only 3 turnovers, not too bad. Shooting 4 for 8 from the field. North Knox is 1 for 11 from the field. So we'll take that quarter anytime.
North Knox starts with the ball to begin the second period, trailing by 6. Muir, top of the key, makes her move, drives the paint, and gets a foul on the floor before the shot.
Well, she does a good job of drawing the contact, that's for sure.
Foul goes against the Hatchets. Elena Thorne. Out of bounds for the Warriors.
Hatch is still in their man-to-man defense, and why not? It's been very effective thus far.
Jordan Riggle hands off to Mackenzie Muir. Muir falls to the floor, and the ball is loose right into the hands of Lavasseur, and she'll get her first points of her varsity career.
Dwayne, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Are you ready?
Yes.
That's a 1,000-point career scorer right there.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt in my mind.
Don't forget I said it first.
McKinley sets for three. She's open. She can't get it. Rebound fought for, and the Hatchets come up with it. Lindsay Moody breaks the pressure. Takes it all the way. Can't get it. Ooh. Rebound to Yoakum, and here comes the Warriors. Fast break. Now Muir, coast to coast. No, but she's fouled. And Mackenzie Muir, once again, will shoot a couple of free throws. Muir still with no field goals in the game, but 2 for 2 at the free throw line.
I think she's probably going to spend a lot of time at the free throw line this season. As I said earlier, she really does a fine job of drawing some contact, either on the penetration dribble or on the shot.
A&R Home Center, one of your sponsors tonight, more than a hardware store, A&R Home Center. Bill Dobson Ford, remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal. And WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on.
12-5 here with 6:54 to go in the second quarter. Muir shot is also good.
4 for 4 at the line for Mackenzie Muir, makes it 12-6. A little token pressure now by the Warriors. The Hatchets break it. Lavasseur feeds it to Faith, and Faith gets two more.
Left-handed from the left side.
Hadley Faith with 6 points, 14-6 in favor of Washington.
Hadley 3 for 3 from the field.
Point-blank range. She may be picking up that Hannah Shreve's hole there because she kind of plants underneath and does a nice job finishing underneath.
Again, North Knox having some trouble offensively finding the opening, and they... Off of Faith's foot, I guess.
I guess so, too, but I sure didn't see that. Out of bounds for North Knox. Muir will inbound it. Baseline for the Warriors. The lob pass goes into Kixmiller. Kixmiller's shot way too strong. Rebound to Allie Barber. Hatchets push it up now.
Thorn up, left-handed. No good, but...
The rebound and putback is good by Lavasseur. Two more. She's got 4. I think Thorn is a southpaw.
Yes, she is.
16-6, 10-point Hatchet lead.
Muir.
Still unable to get a field goal and out of bounds to Washington.
Well... You got to just tip your cap to the Hatchets defense, as Muir is having to really fight hard to get any open look whatsoever. They're just doing a fine job trying to defend a really nice player. Full court press again, but Moody has it.
We have a new player in the lineup for North Knox, but do not have her listed on the roster. Lavasseur with a nice move to the bucket, just couldn't finish. Rebound to Yoakum and the Warriors. Now Mackenzie Muir takes it coast to coast and is no good. Rebound to the Hatchets. Thorn.
That's a Dranonoska's in the game.
Now it goes to Barber. Barber up and in for two.
She got pounded, no call. But was strong enough to make the basket, and a timeout by Coach Muir.
18-6 in favor of your Hatchets. 5:14 to go first half. Washington in control. We'll be back after this timeout on WAMW.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchets Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious aged certified Angus beef filet to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more. The Ace's menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. Come on in and see us at Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. Open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. Be sure to follow us on the Ace's Restaurant and Bar Facebook page for our daily lunch and dinner specials.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here at North Knox with Washington in control, leading 18-6 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 5 minutes to go first half. North Knox with the ball as play resumes.
Dwayne, Faith, Barber, and Levasseur are 8 for 11 from the field.
Nice job on offense. McKinley has her pass deflected, but back into her hands. Now McKinley's open, top of the key. Thought about the three. Drives instead. And to the bucket. Foul. Free throws coming for North Knox.
Well, Muir's taking a little break here in the action, getting a little bit of a rest with 4:52 to go in the quarter. Still 18-6 in favor of Washington. Free throw up, and no good for the Warriors. That's their third miss in a row. Second free throw is good. 18-7 now, and we're under 5 minutes in the quarter. Mr. Shake is getting a name off the roster that we're not sure who it is. So here we go. Levasseur at the top of the key. Pass turnover. Stolen by the Warriors. And all the way to the hole and in. Nice move there by Poe of the Warriors.
Nice job to the bucket for Poe as she gets the field goal. Gracie Poe, her fourth point of the night. 18-9. Hatchet lead is 9. The unknown player for the Warriors is Kyla Wolf. As Levasseur connects on the other end for the Hatchets, two more for her. 6 this quarter for Kinsia Levasseur.
Down to 4 minutes to go. Shot up by the Warriors, no good.
Rebound fought for, tied up, jump ball, and the arrow pointing to the Hatchets.
Good hustle there by Allie Barber on that rebound.
Mackenzie Muir re-entering now for Washington. For North Knox. Also checking in is Ruth Ann Knuckles.
Well, Muir got about a one-minute breather there. Well deserved.
20-9. Hatchets really in control in their opening game here at North Knox. 3.5 minutes left to play. A foul called against Kyla Wolf. Reach in foul.
And we are in bonus now. Let's see if we can connect on some free throws.
At the free throw line was going to be Elena Thorne. You know, we talk a lot about Levasseur. Let's not leave out Elena Thorne.
Right.
Fine player for the Hatchets as well.
And this is her first career varsity free throw. Left-handed, as we mentioned. No good.
Short on the free throw. So didn't get the bonus. Rebound North Knox, coast to coast. McKinley drives and hits. Abby McKinley with her first bucket. 20-11 now. 9-point North Knox lead. They work it to Levasseur. And she's called for travel. She tries to feed it out to Barber. Took an extra jump step there. Turnover for the Hatchets.
Yeah, there's turnover starting to pick up now as Washington has 6. North Knox has 4 with 3:19 to go in the half. 20-11 in favor of Washington.
8 fouls against North Knox, 7 against the Hatchets. Both teams in the bonus the rest of this half. Knuckles off to Muir. Muir drives baseline, double teamed. Powers up a shot but can't get it. Thorne with the rebound. She finds her point guard, Moody. Moody feeds it over to Adrudanowska. She tries for 3, near side, couldn't get it. Rebound to Knuckles and the Warriors. Muir pushing it up the floor, sets, shoots, and missed. Short. Rebound, loose, still loose, and into the hands of Barber for the Hatchets. Now Barber's fouled by Muir, reach in, and that's going to put Allie Barber at the line to shoot a one and bonus.
Okay, Allie, take a step back.
Yeah.
Right? Take a couple of inches back away from that free throw line.
2 free throws have been called off for Allie so far, as we're going to see Levasseur get her first break and a big round of applause from the Hatchet faithful.
Well deserved there. She did a fine job in there. So, free throw by Allie Barber.
Barber stays put that time and got it to fall. Good job, Allie. Allie Barber with 6, 8, 9 points in this first half. Chance to go in double figures with this free throw attempt. The second free toss is up, and it's good. 10 points for Barber. 11-point Hatchet lead, 22-11 with 2.5 minutes left in the opening half here at North Knox. Poe out to Muir, now over to McKinley for three, and McKinley drains it. Abby McKinley with the first 3-point field goal of the night for North Knox.
That was a big shot.
22-14.
They looked a little demoralized there on offense. That was a big pickup right there.
Coach Muir is going with his shooting lineup right now, looking to get the outside shooting going. There's a nice drive to the bucket by Adranowska. Melita Adranowska gets her first field goal of the new season.
24-14 now under 2 minutes.
Warriors have it back. Poe in front of the Hatchet bench. Pulls it out to the center circle.
Adranowska is now guarding Muir. So they're taking turns.
Poe thought about a long three. Now she pulls it out to the center circle and resets the offense. It's 24-14, a 10-point Hatchet lead with a minute 28 to go in the first half of play. Knuckles has it over to Muir. Now far corner, there's a three from Poe, partially blocked, and into the hands of Allie Barber. Barber hands off to Moody.
Oh, my, collision.
And Moody is fouled by Muir.
Muir does not like the call, as it was pretty much just basically a collision, and the defender gets the call. That probably could have been called a travel or a charging, but, hey, we'll take it.
And at the line is going to be Lindsay Moody, and the free throw is good. By the way, it's a double bonus now for the Hatchets the rest of this first half.
And Adranowska takes a break, and Maddie Dant back in the game. I'm sure Coach Miles told her not to pick up that third foul under any circumstances.
The second free throw for Moody gets it. So Moody in the scoring column with two. Mackenzie Muir, by the way, had to sit down. She has three fouls. We got a minute left and a 26-14 Hatchet lead. There's a long three from Poe, top of the key, can't get it. Rebound to Allie Barber and the Hatchets.
Barber has five defensive rebounds.
Maddie Dant over to Barber. She sets for three. Too strong. Long rebound chased down by Dant. Here's another chance for the Hatchets. As Moody sets it. Gives it to Barber. Barber tries to feed it into Faith. Knocked out of bounds by North Knox. It'll stay with the Hatchets. 38 seconds remaining. Lavasseur back into the lineup now for Washington. She's going to replace Maddie Dant.
See if Lavasseur can get a bucket here in the last 38 seconds.
Thorne to Barber. Back to Thorne. Here's Thorne. Nice little runner. Can't get it. Oh, on the rebound. Lavasseur had it, and a foul called against North Knox.
Good offensive rebound there by Lavasseur.
Lavasseur is going to shoot two free throws. She's 0 for 2 at the line in this first half.
She has 6 points, Dwayne, and 5 rebounds.
First free throw is good. There we go. Kinsey and Lavasseur. Freshman phenom for Washington. 7 points in this first half. Second free throw, good. Nothing but nets.
Now that looked a little more confident than the first two.
She just threw it in there like she had to. 27 seconds remaining. 14-point Hatchet lead.
Warriors going to go for one here. You know, when Muir's not out on the floor, they don't look quite as, threatening. But here they go. They're trying to get this last shot.
Poe picks up her dribble, has to have some help, and she throws it right to Lavasseur. 1 second left at the buzzer. Lavasseur's runner just missed. And that's it for the first half of play. A good first half for Hatchet fans as Washington heads to the locker room, leading on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 28-14. Our halftime show coming up in 2 minutes on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney.
That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years' experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington has announced new winter hours beginning November 1st. The Kingpin will be closed Mondays and Thursdays. Tuesday open 6 to 10, Wednesday 6 to 10, Friday 6 to midnight, Saturday 6 to midnight, and 6 to 10 on Sundays. Friday and Saturday nights you can rock and bowl from 8 to midnight for $15 per person, 9 to midnight, $12 per person. Don't forget great birthday party rates. Just call for more details at 812-254-0632. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Hatchet basketball brought to you by the Donaldson Insurance Agency. With Donaldson, you're number one. By Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Also by Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. Offering great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week at Ace's Restaurant. And McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. At the half, it's Washington's Lady Hatchets leading North Knox 28-14. Individual scoring for the Hatchets. Allie Barber leads all scorers with 10 points in the first half. 8 for the freshman Kinsia Lavasseur. 6 points for Hadley Faith. 2 points for Melita Adradanowska. And 2 points for Lindsay Moody. So 5 in the scoring column in the first half. Barber with 10. Lavasseur with 8. Faith with 6. 2 for Adradanowska. And 2 for Lindsay Moody. For North Knox, 5 for Abby McKinley off the bench. She leads all scorers for the Warriors with 5. 4 for Gracie Poe. 4 points for Mackenzie Muir. And 1 free throw for Kyla Wolf. That's it for the Warriors. Not much in the scoring column there. McKinley with 5. Poe with 4. Muir with 4. And Wolf with a free throw. The big story, Mackenzie Muir, who finished with 22 in the first game of the season against North Davies. No field goals in that first half, Steve Brothers.
Well, we've done a great job defensively against her. Again, we've alternated. We started with Maddie Dan on her, who did a great job, but unfortunately got 2 quick fouls. Then we've had Adranowska guarding her, and who else was guarding her? Dwayne? Moody was guarding her for part of that half. So all three of those girls did a tremendous job, and like you said, Muir has no field goals. She is 4-for-4 from the free throw line, but probably a frustrating first half for both father and daughter, if you want me to be honest with it, because she's a nice player, and Washington's just done so far a good job. Of course, Dwayne, you remember those trips to Mount Carmel whenever we were bragging on the Lady Hatchets for stopping. Stopping their superstar for the first half, and then she'd come out and score 15 points in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Tyra Buss, remember that happened
Very
to us
true.
A couple times.
Yes.
So you never know when a quality player like that just will unleash a dozen points in just a short period of time. So we have to beware of that happening.
What about your team stats? You know that. Free throws is one that kind of stands out for the Hatchets. Just not doing well at the charity stripe.
Well, 10 for 21 from the field, 48%. As I mentioned, our big girls underneath are doing a great job there. But only 7 for 15 from the free throw line, 47% shooting. We do have 6 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds, and 6 turnovers, which is pretty darn good for a first game. For the Warriors, they are shooting 4 for 22 from the field, 18% shooting, which includes, by the way, 1 for 10 from the three-point arc. 5 for 7 from the free throw line. They have 3 offensive rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds, and 5 turnovers. So the story, I think, would be field goal percentage, Dwayne, as Washington is at 48% and North Knox is at 18%.
At the half, Washington leading the North Knox Warriors tonight, 28-14. Our halftime show continues after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Don't miss the big Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. A 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Altitude with 20-inch blackout trim and wheels, only $36,989. Or choose the Jeep Renegade Sport 4-wheel drive for just $21,850. What a great value. These deals and many more on the lot now during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. No games, no gimmicks, simply the best deals at Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Lady Hatchet basketball tonight from North Knox, presented by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Also by the Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant, open tonight to rock and bowl till midnight on State Street in Washington. And by the Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. At the half, it's Washington's Lady Hatchets 28, the North Knox Lady Warriors 14. Stay tuned for second half action coming up right after this on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to North Knox. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers as we get ready for second half action. Let's talk halftime adjustments, Steve Bro. Anything that Coach Miles is telling the Lady Hatchets in that locker room?
I can't think of a thing. That
hit free throws.
Yeah.
Hit free throws.
But, I mean, as far as X's and O's go, their defense has just been tremendous. So I wouldn't change that a bit. Just keep the pressure on Muir. I think she's 0-for-8 or 0-for-9 here in the first half. Try not to foul her so much because she's a great free throw shooter. But probably she's a little frustrated right now with that defense. So I'd keep that up. That's been the key so far. And then, of course, offensively, I try to maybe pound it inside because, like we said, our big girls are really having a field day and underneath the basket.
They are indeed. Allie Barber leads the way with 10. Lovasur has 8. Hadley Faith, 6.
Yep. So we've only shot three three-pointers. We're 1-for-3 from the three-point arc, and that was a bank in. So I wouldn't be shooting from outside when we've had that much success in the paint.
No, absolutely not. So really not too much to adjust to at all come second half. Just keep up the intensity and maintain. Now, North Knox is not going to roll over and play dead. There's a lot of basketball left.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see North Knox full court press like they did a few times here in the first half. Moody was able to dribble through it several times, but we do have a young squad out there at times, so they may cough it up a few times. So if I was Coach Muir, I might think about pressing at least sometime during the second half here.
All right, well, you're ready to go. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by Taylor's True Steakhouse in Oakland City. What a great place for steak. It's voted the best steak in Gibson County, and for good reason. Neil and Betty Newton invite you to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse for dinner this weekend. Pepsi Beverages Company, they are the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. And Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now serving Davies County on State Street in Washington.
Had some debris on the floor there, so officials time out.
We'll try it again. Okay, now we're ready. North Knox starts with the ball to begin the second half. Original starters back in for both teams. Muir hands it off to Poe. She sets for 3. High arching shot. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Maddie Dant. Dant pushes it to Moody, and here come the Hatchets.
Both teams still in man-to-man defense.
Moody over to Faith behind the arc. Now we'll kick it. Top of the key to Barber. Back to Moody. You know, running the set offense for Washington, they haven't really... All of their scores have been pretty quick as that one isn't knocked loose, and a turnover for Washington gives it back to the North Knox Warriors. And there, Mackenzie Muir gets her first field goal of the game. Driving coast to coast off the glass, 28-16 in favor of the Hatchets.
Well, she's got to be feeling better now that she got that under her belt. So look for her to continue to try to put some life into this offense.
Trying to force it inside. Ball loose, but luckily the Hatchets hang on to it. Now here comes Barber. She drives baseline. Nice spin move.
Well, that was pretty.
Ooh, just couldn't finish it. Almost tipped that one in. But the rebound to North Knox. A quick shot by Poe is no good. Rebound to Hadley Faith and the Hatchets.
That was a quick shot.
Moody hands off to Barber. Back to Moody, top of the key. Now far side to Maddie Dant. Dance pass to Barber. Out to Moody. Moody. Shot. No. Lavasseur gets the rebound. Double team. Tied up. Jump ball. Arrow keeping it with the Hatchets.
That's Lavasseur's doing a great job on those offensive boards.
She's not got a lot of height, but
no.
She makes her presence known under
I
there.
I think she's like 5'6 or something, but very strong.
And that pass is swatted out of bounds by North Knox. It'll stay with the Hatchets.
Yeah, I think she's one of those players that plays a little bit bigger than what her height is. because, let's see, she's listed as, well, she's not listed, but I think she's about 5'6". Yeah. Oh, here we go, yeah. So, Hatchett's ball.
Moody hands it to Lavasseur. Now to Hadley Faith. Faith works it to Moody.
Taking their time.
Moody in the paint, tries to feed Lavasseur, and Lavasseur comes up with it. Puts up a shot, can't get it, but she's fouled. And I think it's against Muir. If that's Muir, it's her fourth foul.
That's just a case of Lavasseur having very strong hands, very, very good hands, because that ball was a little bit tipped, and it was a loose ball, and she grabbed it and owned it.
They put the foul against Knuckles.
First free throw by Lavasseur is no good.
Her third. Ruth Ann Knuckles whistled for that one. One more free throw for Lavasseur. Her second one is off the mark.
You're right, Dwayne. We've got free throw practice next time.
2 for 6 at the line for Lavasseur as the woes continue for the Hatchets at the charity stripe. 28-16, third quarter, 5.5 minutes left to play. Washington leading by 12 here at North Knox. Muir, top of the key, works it to Kixmiller. Kixmiller tries for three, can't get it. There's Knuckles with a rebound. And another chance for the Warriors. Muir's shot too strong.
Barber with another defensive rebound.
And a timeout for Coach Miles. We'll keep it here. I like that timeout. She's got to settle her team down a little bit. Kind of get their legs back and underneath them. The second half has been a little bit of a slow start.
Well, 3 minutes into the half, and it's 2-0 Warriors on Muir's layup there. So both teams struggling a little bit offensively. So North Knox has definitely picked up their defensive intensity as we've tried to get the ball inside to no avail. Consequently, we've missed a couple of shots here. And so, yeah, Coach Miles is trying to settle things down offensively with that timeout.
North Knox is also opting to take some more shots from the outside. And eventually they're going to start falling, you got to think.
Well, they're 1-for-12 from the three-point arc. So, you know, if they continue to shoot like that, we're going to be in business here.
Tonight's game brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now serving Davies County on State Street in Washington. And Tim Dant, Social Security Disability Attorney from the Law Office of Hayes and Dant in Washington.
Here's a little full court or three-quarter court pressure by the Warriors as we try to inbound the ball from the deep side.
5 minutes to play, third quarter. Washington leading 28-16. And a turnover.
Yeah.
Muir gets the steal, lays it in for two more. Mackenzie Muir now with 8. And the lead for Washington is cut to 10.
Looks like the Warriors are now in a zone. Maybe that's because Muir is in a little bit of foul trouble. Looks like a 2-3 zone here. Oh, look at that.
Lavasseur takes it underneath with a reverse.
Wow.
And draws the foul.
That was a nice move. Unfortunately, she was a little bit too far under the basket to it was a reverse layup.
She earned 2 free throws. We'll take that.
She's got to hit him, though.
And that is Knuckles' 4th foul. So she's going to have to sit down.
Lavasseur got a Knuckles sandwich on that foul.
Yeah, she did. Nice work there, bro.
Thanks.
And the first free throw by Lavasseur is still no good. Man.
Yeah, she is 2-for-7 from the charity stripe.
Second free throw, no good.
That's not going to cut it.
Long rebound into the hands of North Knox. Quickly up the floor, McKinley tries for 3. It's short. The rebound to Hadley Faith. Hadley Faith dishes off to her point guard, Moody. Moody off to the races, now pulls it back out for the Hatchets. Skips it over to Maddie Dant. Dant looks into Lavasseur, and it's tipped out of bounds, staying with Washington.
Looks like we had a knee collision as McKinley looks like she got hit in the knee, struggling a bit.
Elena Thorne checking in for Washington. She'll give Allie Barber a breather.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And, boy, those really hurt for a couple of minutes.
McKinley is hobbling off, and she'll make way for Brittany Riggle, who checks in for the Warriors. The ball's quickly inbounded to Faith, and her jump shot is no good. Rebound to Muir and the Warriors. Neither team shooting lights out in the second half, halfway through the third quarter.
Washington has not scored yet in the half, as it's 4-0 Warriors in this half. Both layups by Muir, and there's a foul on Moody.
Bump foul on Moody.
As once again, you know, I've said this many times this evening, but Muir really does a fine job of drawing contact. So that is, it's only the first foul this half for Washington, however.
Warriors slow it down now. Muir over to Kixmiller. Now
Muir,
to Brittany Riggle.
Still guarded by Dant.
There's a three by Poe. Long three. It's in. Top of the key. Gracie Poe connects from downtown. Second three-pointer of the night for the Warriors. Seven for Poe, the freshman. And there's the answer almost by the Hatchets. Maddie Dant's shot no good. But an offensive rebound and a second chance for Washington. There's Lavasseur. Shakes her defenders and lays it in for two.
Dwayne, she has a very quick first step. She can get around her defender pretty easily, and that's going to bode well for her and her basketball career. With
10 points now for Lavasseur. She reaches double figures. It's 30-21 in favor of the Hatchets. 3 minutes left, third quarter.
Now the Warriors are slowing things down here a little bit, trying to figure out what to do offensively.
To drive by Poe, and that's good for two more.
Poe is a nice little player also, as you mentioned before the game. Coach Miles mentioned her.
Gracie Poe is the freshman, and she's taking things on her shoulders right now as she connects and makes it 30-23, and Coach Miles wants a timeout.
We've got a game here, Dwayne.
It's far from over, as we said. We knew North Dox was not going to roll over and play dead after a very good first half. Advantage North Knox to start this second half.
Yeah. They've outscored us 9-2 in this quarter. So I'll tell you what, though, Dwayne. Washington's half-court defense has just been tremendous. The four of their 9 points have just been on layups, not on a half-court offensive set. So you got to tip your cap to our half-court defense. They're definitely getting the job done.
30-23 right now. Hatchets lead by seven.
We probably need to continue to try to pound the ball inside to Lavasseur and Barber if we can. So, still in a man-to-man defense as Moody brings the ball down the court.
2.5 minutes left to go.
Working the ball here. Oh. There, that's the first one of the season, Dwayne. We hate that call.
I do hate
that
one.
The traveling on Barber, where, once again, we've said this many times, but her back pivot foot left the floor a millisecond before the basketball hit the wood, hardwood. I hate that call. Let them play the game, please. But don't go as far as the NBA. I'm not saying that.
It's got to be somewhere in the middle, don't there?
Well, I don't want to see any LeBron James six-step layups. So there's a happy medium in there somewhere.
North Knox slows it up. 2 minutes left to go, third quarter. Muir tries to lob it into Yoakum. It's
good defense by Lavasseur, who almost had the steal but forced the turnover.
And Washington gets it. Full court pressure now by North Knox.
Again, the press really hasn't bothered Washington that much.
Nope. Barber brings it up this time. Hands off to Dant, far side. Maddie Dant, scoop pass to Moody. Moody drives all the way, doesn't get the first one, but gets her own rebound and draws a foul. And Lindsay Moody earns a trip to the free throw line to shoot two.
Good aggressive play by Lindsay. Lindsay doesn't have any field goals tonight, but she's got two free throws and now is shooting two more.
Well, we'll say this a lot this year. Moody's not going to be showing up in the box score necessarily with the team's leading scorer points-wise. But she does just about everything else, you know. The team's success depends a lot on her game that night.
And as you well know, Dwayne, occasionally she will show up in the box score.
She can,
yeah. She's very capable. But her importance on this team is being the floor general and handling the basketball.
3 for 3 at the line tonight for Moody as she shoots her second free throw and hits them both. So Moody can hit the free throws.
We know that much. Okay, we're under 2 minutes now in the third quarter.
32-23 in favor of the Hatchets with a minute and a half to play. Third quarter. Muir, top of the key, one-on-one against Dant, and a foul against Dant.
That is foul number three, and Muir is again drawing that contact like we mentioned.
Third foul on Dant.
She threw the ball inbounds off of Dant and was able to step back in.
Can't.
But we have a turnover there.
Yeah, you can't do that, I was going to say. We got to draw some line here somewhere. The North Knox player, I didn't see who it was, actually tried to scoop it up on her shoe. And
must be a soccer player.
Here comes the Hatchets on the North Knox turnover. Approaching 1 minute, third quarter. It's still 32-23. Washington holding on to the lead. They try to lob into Elena Thorne. Thorne kicks it out now to Moody. Wide open for three. Give it to her.
Big play there.
Nice, nice execution by the Hatchets.
Yeah, Thorne saw the open girl and hit her.
35-23. That's the first field goal for Moody, but a big one. Now the Warriors may opt for the final shot. We'll see here. As McKinley's back into the lineup. She's kind of favoring that knee, bro. Look at that.
Yep. Again, those collisions like that really hurt.
Yoakum takes the shot. Can't get it. Weak side board to Elena Thorne. Thorne finds her point guard, Moody, and here come the Hatchets. 20 seconds remaining. Third quarter.
We will be going for one shot here. Robinson. And we're down to 13 seconds. Looks like a high pick.
Moody.
And there's.
Over to Dant.
Yep, she traveled. Yep. She didn't quite get a handle on that.
She got the shot.
Yep. But it's just 3.7 seconds left in the third quarter. So a little bit of token full court pressure here by Washington.
3, 2, 1. Muir doesn't get it off. That's it for the third quarter. After three on the Anna Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington 35, North Knox 23. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Tonight's game coverage from North Knox brought to you by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. By the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. We also want to thank Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. And Sterling & Company, professional corporation, Main Street, downtown Washington. Dwayne Shake with Steve Brothers, ready for the fourth quarter here at North Knox, where the Hatchets lead the Warriors 35-23.
Washington continuing in their man-to-man defense, causing all kinds of frustrations offensively.
There's Poe trying for three. Can't get it. Muir gets the offensive rebound, the putback, and the foul.
That was a big play.
Mackenzie Muir came through, got the big board, and a chance for a three-point play. Barber whistled for the foul. Her second, team's third. So at the line for the conventional three-point play, Mackenzie Muir, she eyes it, flies it, and missed it. Lavasseur cleans the board for the Hatchets. Now we have Thorne bringing it up the floor. Left-hand shot, quick one, no good, but she gets her own rebound. Tied up on the board. Ball stays with Washington. Substitution, Katie Kixmiller entering now for McKinley.
35-25. We're down to 7:19 to go in the ball game.
Barber looks for the open player, tries to feed it into Moody, denied by the Warriors. Here comes Muir, coast to coast, and she gets two more.
Well, we couldn't shut her down the entire game, that's for sure. She's starting to light it up here a little bit.
35-27 now.
Mostly from the transition game.
8 points separating the two teams. Maddie Dance, all alone here near side, gets it to Moody. Now we'll kick it over to Barber. Barber in the paint. And nice spin move.
Nice little run there.
Give her two more. Barber has 12. That's her first points of the second half. 37-27. Back to a 10-point hatchet lead.
Again, the difference in this game is North Knox's inability to score on the half court. Most of their points have been on transition or on free throws. And credit that Lady Hatchet defense for doing a tremendous job. As, you know, time is clicking away here, Coach Muir says, let's pick it up, girls. We're going to run out of time here.
Knuckles throws it right into the hands of Lavasseur. Lavasseur is fouled. Boy, she hit that shot, too.
I know, but unfortunately, it was a little bit after the whistle. It would have been a nice continuation play in the NBA.
Hadley Faith and Quincy Healy coming in. Maddie Dant and Elena Thorne get a break. 6:10 to play. Washington with the ball. Out of bounds.
And we've got some more debris here on the floor. But it's out of bounds under our own basket here. Barber looking to throw it in to Lavasseur.
Lavasseur over to Moody. Moody now to Barber. Barber back to Moody. Moody working the paint. Drives. Nope. Can't get it. Partially deflected into the hands of Yoakum and the Warriors. Now here comes Poe. She'll take it all the way. No good. Swatted out of bounds and staying with North Knox.
Again, North Knox needs to rely on their transition game to get a decent look at the basket. It's still a 10-point lead for Washington. We're down to 5:46 to go in the game.
Kicks Miller, gets the inbound pass, works it to Knuckles. Now Muir. Muir lob into Yoakum. Yoakum missed. There's Barber there for the rebound of the Hatchets.
Looking to get the ball inside, Washington is.
Barber. To Faith. Hadley Faith's shot is short. Rebound to Poe. Gracie Poe.
Again, we're face guarding Muir again. This time it's Quincy Healy who's doing the job. So we're rotating defenders there, and it's being very effective.
5 minutes left to play. 10-point hatchet lead, 37-27. North Knox, very patient here.
I know. I mean, they're down 10. We're down to 450, and they're very, very deliberate on offense. Muir looking for the foul as Quincy Healy is doing everything to bump the cutter there.
Three by Poe. No good. And here comes Lavasseur.
And that is going to be a
charging foul against Lavasseur.
Well, did he ever make the signal? Lavasseur's got to learn not to show emotion there, because if he hadn't called the charge, he would have changed his mind based on her reaction, as she knew she pretty well charged. So he never did make the signal.
4.5 minutes to play, 37-27. North Knox has the ball back.
And again, they're being very deliberate on offense. But there's a shot by Muir.
No
in
good.
And out.
Rebound to Moody and the Hatchets. Moody Gets it out of harm's way. Picks up her dribble. Hands off to Barber. Barber all the way, and she's fouled.
On the floor. Dwayne, I don't know, but we don't need to be in any big hurry on offense, do we?
4 minutes left.
4:04. It looks like there's a shot clock out there. We need to kind of take our time a little bit.
Elena Thorne re-enters now for Hadley Faith.
A little too early to go into any sort of official delay, but there's no panic there as far as getting a shot off.
McKinley back in now for Knuckles for North Knox. And Maddie Dant checking in now for Allie Barber and the Hatchets.
Dant will be inbounding under our own basket.
Works it into Moody. Timeout for Coach Miles and the Hatchets.
Excellent timeout. I would imagine that she's going to tell them, let's not be in any tremendous hurry here as we're down to 4:01 and a 10-point lead. There's no need to be shooting the basketball unless you have one that's you're pretty sure that's going to go in.
Well, a reminder, the Hatchets return to action Tuesday night with South Knox in town at the Hatchet House. That game will be unfortunately preempted due to our election coverage that night.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You know what? I was looking forward tonight after the game. I was going to go home and watch some Joe Donnelly and Mike Braun campaign ads.
Commercials?
Yeah. I love those things, don't you?
There's a few of them on the air.
Yeah. I'll be watching those while I'm watching a couple of Hallmark Christmas movies.
It will be over in exactly 4 days.
Tell us about your little viral thing with the lady and the ad.
Oh, that was pretty cool, wasn't it? A lady up in Brazil at our sister station, WVIG, decided she'd had enough of the negative political ads, and she bought radio airtime on our sister stations up north and basically told the candidates, stop it.
Was there a GoFundMe on that? I'm sure many people contribute.
She paid for that out of her own pocket, which perfectly had the right to do. And it went viral as word caught all over the country about that. Out of bounds, staying with the Hatchets.
I'm sure many people would have contributed to that.
Absolutely. She said what everybody was thinking.
Yep. Okay, inbound again. Now we're under 4 minutes here.
37-27. 10-point Hatchet lead. 3:45 to go in this game.
What a move.
Lava sewer.
Nice move.
Wow. That gets a standing ovation from a few of the Hatchet fans.
That might have been the backbreaker right there.
I heard ESPN music there. Da-da-da, da-da-da.
She had contact but was still strong enough to put the ball in with a nice soft touch off the glass.
Long three from Muir. NBA range, no good. Short rebound to Quincy Healy and the Hatchets. She hands off to Moody. Moody back to Healy. Now to Moody. Pitch and catch. Thorne has it. Thorne kicks it to Dant. Oh.
Traveling. Might have got her feet tangled up a little bit, maybe. Officials thought so. Unforced error. Okay, we're down to 3:10 now with the 12-point lead for Washington. And again, North Knox is not
attacking right now.
They should be maybe playing with a little more sense of urgency here, but it doesn't look like they're in any tremendous hurry.
Muir in the paint, gets the runner for two. And a timeout for North Knox and the Warriors. Mackenzie Muir has 6 this quarter. 4 in the third. She's now at 14 points in this game.
But all the points, Dwayne, have come from free throws or two-footers.
New player in the lineup for the Hatchets when play resumes. Melita Adranowska checking back in. I like the makeup of this Hatchet team this year, bro. I really do. They're deep. They're all contenders. You've got 10 or 12 down the line that can play on that floor at any point in time.
Well, it looks like there's not going to be any more jitters out there, as especially the young players have gotten their feet under them, that's for sure.
Man, I had heard a lot about that incoming freshman class, but they've proven to be exactly what we'd heard.
Well, Levsewer has what? 12 points and 8 rebounds. Not a bad debut here for her.
Coach Freddie said, come on, Coach Miles. Give me a couple games.
Yeah, all right. Can she play on the freshman team, please?
Don't think that's going to happen this year.
Nope.
39-29, 10-point lead for the Hatchets.
I think this freshman group had a very fine junior high career.
They did,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, full court pressure here. But it's it looks like it's maybe a three-quarter court zone press. Let's see if Washington, well, it's in Moody's hands now. So
they break it.
Okay, we're going to have to delay here a little bit. There's a turnover.
Taken away by the Warriors. 2.5 minutes left. Muir missed. Rebound to Yoakum. Second chance. No. Third chance. Muir fouled on the floor. Coach Miles hollering.
Need to
rebound.
Get that defensive rebound. We're down to 226 now in the game. Oh, they're calling the foul on the floor.
Yeah, it was on the floor.
Yep.
Out of bounds for the Warriors.
39-29.
Anna Lou Chapman tonight, sponsor, your REMAX real estate broker at Washington. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. The inbound pass goes.
Big three-pointer.
To Gracie Poe, and she connects for her second three-pointer of the night. Cuts the lead to 7, 39-32.
Still a ball game.
Lavasseur has the answer on this end with a layup for two more.
Did you see those strong hands, Dwayne, catching that pass? That was a little bit of a deflected pass, and she was able to pick it up and put it in the basket. Those are just a nice, you know, Katie Hunsinger and Allie Hunsinger both had great hands. They could pretty well catch any type pass, and looks like she's the same.
Another three attempted by Poe, in and out. Offensive rebound and another chance for the Warriors. Coach Miles says, will somebody get a rebound?
Muir for three. That's maybe partially deflected.
Offensive rebound, a put back, no good. There's Lavasseur, who gets the board this time. Lavasseur is double teamed and works it out of trouble and gets a timeout. Coach Miles.
1:24 to go in the game, and Washington finds itself ahead 41-32. Things are looking pretty good here, Dwayne, but it's not over yet. But, you know, we've been singing the praises of Lavasseur, but I don't think we've given her justice. She's played a great game, you know, as far as, like, picking up loose balls and, like I said, catching those maybe iffy-type passes. Really done a great job.
Minute 24 left to find our winner tonight. Again, a good opener for the Hatchets if they can hang on here. North Knox is always a formidable opponent, that's
sure
for sure.
Is. This is a good test for us. And, Dwayne, looks like we're going to have a pretty fun season.
I want to encourage Hatchet fans to get out and follow this team throughout the year because, yeah, you're right, this is going to be a fun one to watch.
And the... As you mentioned just a couple minutes ago, the balance on this team makes it where Coach Miles can have fresh people in there at all times to play that tough defense. You know, it gets tiring to play that defense. But when you have players of equal ability, she doesn't hesitate to sub in so you can have fresh players playing the defense. And it's Washington's ball on the side with 1:24 to go. So North Knox will probably be trying to foul. Both teams have five team fouls. Looking to get the ball into Moody.
They finally get it in to Hadley Faith. Now Moody. And Moody's fouled. Muir whistled for her fourth.
Down to 1:20. That's the sixth team foul. It'll be out of bounds, Washington. Get the ball into Moody. There she goes.
Now it's back to Dant. Dant to Lavasseur. Lavasseur to Barber. Barber's fouled. And Muir, I think, just fouled out of the game.
And I believe you're right, Dwayne.
Mackenzie Muir will foul out.
She ended the night with 14 points.
14 points and 5 fouls. Minute 13 left. Barber's going to shoot 2. Her first free throw is good. Allie Barber's had a good night tonight.
Yes, she has.
13
Did
points.
A fine job.
J. chance to make it 14 here at the charity stripe. Puts her team back up by 10, 42-32. Second free throw is up and good.
That should just about do it. 11-point lead with a minute 10 to go. Washington pressing a little bit now, trying to eat up some clock. And that's definitely eating up clock as now North Knox is in the half court and can't seem to be getting a shot off here. So that's a good thing for Washington.
McKinley out to Poe.
Coach Miles likes that defense. Down to 49 seconds now, out of bounds. North Knox ball. Struggling to find the opening. Can't find it. Finally inbounds. Dwayne, I think we got this one.
Poe drives it. Now kicks it out to Kixmiller. Kixmiller hands off to McKinley. McKinley's three, no good. Rebound to Hadley Faith. Now Washington should be able to run the clock out.
Starting to get a nice round of applause from the Washington faithful. And this game is over with. 20 seconds to go. And
43.
Now North Knox pretty well hanging it up defensively.
43-32.
And that's going to be it.
That's the ball game. The Hatchets open the season with a nice win on the road, defeating the North Knox Warriors. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 43, North Knox 32. Stick around for the post-game report coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
It starts with a promise to support and defend, no matter the cost, our nation, our freedoms, and our way of life. At Build Option Ford, we would like to send out a special thank you to all our military, veterans, and first responders. Now through November the 12th, we are offering you an additional $750 in savings on top of the rebates from Ford. To those who put service above self, we owe you a debt that can never be repaid. So from all of us at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, thank you.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open, and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington. Locally owned and operated. Fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here at North Knox High School, where the Washington Lady Hatchets opened the 2018-19 girls basketball season with a nice road win over the North Knox Warriors. Final score, Washington 43, North Knox 32. Tonight's postgame report brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent on Highway 57 South in Washington, and by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation. Let them do your books. Sterling & Company on Main Street, downtown Washington. Individual scoring for the Hatchets, leading the way, Allie Barber and Katsia Lavasseur. They each chipped in 14 points, 28 of the 43 for the Hatchets. Big night for both girls. Allie Barber and Lavasseur, 14 points apiece. 7 for Lindsay Moody. Give Hadley Faith 6 in that first half, and 2 off the bench for Melita Adradanowska. 14 apiece for Lavasseur and Barber, the leaders for the Hatchets. For North Knox, Mackenzie Muir led all scorers for the Warriors. She also had 14. Gracie Poe right behind. She chipped in 12. 5 points for Abby McKinley. And one free throw off the bench for Kyla Wolf. 14 for Muir, the leading scorer for North Knox tonight. Washington led throughout the contest, 10-4 at the end of the first quarter, 28-14 at the half, 35-23 after three, and your final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 43, North Knox 32. Coach Gretchen Miles joins us on the postgame report for some comments. Coach, let me clap for you. This is a fun team, and Bro and I are looking forward to an exciting season of Lady Hatchet basketball.
Well, I tell you what, this was a battle, and it really challenged both groups to kind of be gutsy at the end and try to find a way to win. You know, there's many times we were bending, but we never broke, and I think that was huge. We just had really good minutes from everybody that got in today. The energy on the bench was good, they did a nice job, especially the first half on Muir and on Poe. They got loose the second half, had a little bit too much drive into the basket there, and those two are very good basketball players. But our kids, they found a way to win and gutted it out. And this early in the season, too, with what we talk about, 2.5, 3 kids that have any varsity experience, returning 10 points, we got to find kids that can step up and play. And I feel like everyone who got in tonight did something positive for us to keep building on.
Wow, and, you know, we'd heard a lot about Lavasseur, but what a treat it was for Bro and I to get to see her for our first game watching her play. She's got a very quick first step, and she's going to put some points. Bro stepped out. He said she's going to be a 1,000-point scorer for Lady Hatchets in her career.
I said that after 2 minutes.
After 2 minutes, yes. I tell you what, she's a hard-working kid. Yeah. You know, being like 5'6", 5'7", she plays like she's about 6 feet tall, not afraid of anybody, gets out in transition well, you know, finishing around the basket will continue to get better. Like she said, she needs to cash in on those free throws, but that was contagious for everybody tonight. But, you know, again, early in the season, we were a little better the first half than we were the second half. It's kind of one of those things you got to figure out. Do you want to be the bug or the windshield? And they were a little bit more physical with us driving to the bucket the second half. But, you know, all in all, the kids did a nice job. They worked hard, played well together. Kinsey and Allie had great offensive nights for us. I think they had 28 of our 43. And just when you get hot like that, everything just starts going your way, and it was nice to be able to see that. Moody did a nice job handling the basketball for us, and our turnovers, I think, were about 12, 13, somewhere around
there.
The
first game of the season, which, you know, that's very low.
Yeah, and our team goal is always, like, I think 14 is what our team goal is most of the time. So staying under that is really good, too. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to find a way to win. But, like we said, we've got a long way to go to be able to get there. But tonight was mainly, too, I think as the season goes on, you keep working on the X's and O's and defensive schemes and positioning. But right now, like, you got to battle and compete. And those are the things that we have to find in kids on a consistent basis every night.
Coach, I like Lavasseur's hands. She reminds me of the Hunsinger girls. If there's a loose ball or maybe a little bit of a shaky pass, she's still strong enough to get it.
Yes.
And then finish.
Yes, she has just that mindset of, I'm going to win it. And there's just no ands, ifs, or buts about it. And she can take any bad pass and make it look good because of how soft her hands are. And she just gets to everything quick. She anticipates very well. She's strong around the basket. And, you know, if that kid just keeps getting better and working on that outside game a little bit too, it's just going to add more to our repertoire.
Well, and your half-court defense was just outstanding. Muir did not score outside of 2 feet. Because you had, people face guarding her, and their half-court offense was pretty stagnant most of the night. So that was a great job.
Yeah, and Melita and Maddie did a nice job on her. And you know, with Poe being so quick out around the perimeter, you know, she has a quick first step, and we definitely didn't want her getting in the lane. So we had, you know, Elena Thorne and Lindsay Moody picking her up at the three-point line just to kind of give some cushion there to help us inside also.
Coach, a nice win to kick off the season. Tuesday night, South Knox is up next.
Yeah, very scrappy team. They're very, very, very aggressive. They've got a lot of kids that can score. They'll press you as soon as you get off the bus. It's inline to inline. They work a very hard-working team. Coach Harmon got to see him last week. I'm going to go see him Saturday night. So it's the next one. You know, you got to enjoy this on the way home. But come tomorrow, we got to get better and prepare for South Knox.
Well, we're going to be watching the election returns on that night.
Rare miss for us, but we'll be with you in spirit always.
Vote for the Lady Hatchets, right?
Let's try.
Yeah, and our first home opener, too. So really excited to get the kids home on that brand-new basketball court. And and ready to go.
I think you're going to see a nice following for this team this year because they are fun to watch. Coach, congratulations, and best of luck Tuesday night.
Okay, thanks you guys for making the trip.
We'll be back to wrap it up after this on WAMW.
Did you know that fall is the best time to plant trees and shrubs? Heller's Lawn Pro suggests reseeding and fertilizing your lawn in the fall. With colder weather coming, critters will be looking for a place to nest for the winter. So now's a perfect time for fall cleanup. Let Heller's prepare your lawn for next spring. For reseeding, fertilizing, planting, and lawn maintenance, call Heller's Lawn Pro at 610-0055 for an estimate.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time here at North Knox, where the Hatchets open the season with a win, 43-32. Our final, Lady Hatchets 1-0, dropping North Knox to 1-1. Final thing to do is to hand out the postgame award. Steve Brothers will start first with the Freddie Energy, high energy player of the game.
Tonight it's Lindsay Moody, Dwayne. She was had 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. But the important thing is she only had 1 turnover. Which for your point guard is just outstanding. So the Warriors tried to press somewhat, but Lindsay was able to get it and get the ball over the 10-second line, which was crucial for us. Did a great job.
Plus,
defensively did a great job.
So big for her play all year. We got to have her running the point, handling the basketball. Lindsay Moody is our high-energy player of the game from Freddie Energy in Washington. Next up, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough play of the game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford.
That's Allie Barber. Co-leading scorer, 14 points. She had 7 rebounds, all defensive rebounds. And she was 4 for 7 from the field. Really came through with some nice baskets tonight.
And congratulations to Allie Barber, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. Finally, the overall MVP. It's presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, and a freshman newcomer by the name of Kinsia Lavasseur.
Well, this is going to hopefully be one of many. She a great debut for her, 14 points, 8 rebounds. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 9, 6 for 9 from the field, you know, and just showed us a lot of
easily a 20-point night if we could convert those free throws.
I wasn't going to mention the free throws, but that'll come along as she gets a little more experience.
But I will say she's fun to watch and the real deal and going to be a big asset to this Lady Hatchet basketball season for the next – or team for the next 4 years. Kinsia Lavasseur is tonight's overall MVP from Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. A nice opening start. Let's keep this train rolling. Tuesday night, South Knox in town, home opener on the new floor at the Hatchet House. Come out and root on this team. 7:30 tip-off for the Varsity Showdown, and we wish the Lady Hatchets best of luck. We will have to preempt that one for our election coverage Tuesday night, but the rest of the season you can follow the Lady Hatchets always here on your home for Hatchet basketball, WAMW. Parting comments, Steve Brothers?
Well, you know, you never know going into a season whether or not it's very rarely is it a dread to do this. We both enjoy this
a lot, but
some years are better than others, so we're looking forward to a really nice season.
You got that right. First, our studio producer, Andy Morrison, back at home base, and Gabriel helping out tonight, I understand. And for Steve Brothers, my sidekick, this is Dwayne Shake from North Knox reminding you the final. Washington wins 43-32 over the North Knox Lady Warriors. Good night, so long. From North Knox High School.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, and our home center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them, your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington.